Once upon a time, there was a jeweler. And she was expert at finding the most wonderful jewels. There was a shop where she'd often go, where there were piles and piles of the most lovely jewels. And she'd look through them for hours and hours until she'd find the most wonderful jewel. And then she'd take it home and she'd set it in a ring or a tiara or a necklace. And she made the most lovely jewelry. But one time she was in her favourite shop and she was filtering through all these little jewels and these marvellous gems. And then something very strange happened. Just as she was looking through all these marvellous gems and jewels, why, one little stone caught her eye. A little stone. And not even a jewel, just a stone. Who even knows how it found its way there? But it was really the sort of thing that she would normally just pass over. It was dull looking. It wasn't even polished. It was so ordinary that she didn't quite understand why it caught her attention. And yet it did. And it wouldn't let her attention go. She couldn't help just looking at it and feeling it and touching it. Why this little stone? She thought to herself. But before she knew what she was doing, she was going to the counter and she was saying to the merchant, "I'll have this one, please." The merchant, he just looked at her. He says, you're normally after the fine and sparkling and wonderful jewels that I have. Why do you want to buy this little stone?" She said, I just have a little project I want to do. She felt terribly embarrassed about the whole thing. "Well, I do have some nice little jewels. You could look at those," says the merchant. No, says the jeweler. "This is the one I want." And so he put it in a little bag and he charged her very little, almost nothing at all. And she took it home and she felt terribly embarrassed and equally confused. Why had she done that? Why did this little stone call to her like that? It didn't seem worth buying. When she got home and she took it out of the bag and she looked at it again, why, it looked just as dull and ordinary as it had done in the shop. Well then, she thought to herself, maybe if I give it a good polish, maybe if I really shine it up, it'll reveal itself. Maybe there's something really special under that dull exterior. But although she polished and shined for all she was worth, although she tried to make that little stone shine, it would not. It stayed as dull and boring, and of course small, as it had done before. Right there and then, as she sat there staring at it, an even more disturbing thing came over her than that had come over her in the shop. Because sitting there at her table, just staring at that little simple stone, why, she suddenly had this very strong feeling that she must take it and set it in one of her finest golden rings. Her finest golden rings. But that was absurd, she thought to herself. You don't put a little stone like this in a nice golden ring. Why, you save those for the diamonds, for the sapphires, for the rubies. You don't go putting little stones like this in golden rings. But the feeling was ever so strong, and it wouldn't leave her alone, no. Just to get her peace and her rest that night, why, she worked and she worked until she'd set that little stone, that dull little stone, in the most lovely ring she had. Now, she thought, maybe finally I can get some peace. So she went to bed and she slept. But when she woke up in the morning and went down to her workshop, why, she found something very unexpected. There was her ring. The very same one she'd worked on the night before. But set in it was no longer a little stone, but the most amazing, sparkling diamond. So lovely you could hardly bear to look at it. So sparkling, it lifted your spirits just to admire it. Well, she sat at her workshop bench and she tried to work out what had happened, but she really couldn't. She couldn't make sense of it. But then, something even more extraordinary happened. The ring, it spoke, and it whispered to her, "Take me to the Queen. Take me to the Queen, and she will love me." "The Queen?" said the jeweller. "I can't take you to the Queen. She has her own jewellers. That would be very rude. If I start offering my own jewellery to her, they'll be most offended." The ring said, "Take me to the market. The Queen will see me, and then she will take care of everything." Well, the jeweller tried to resist this too, but the ring wouldn't leave her alone. It kept whispering her and telling her. Even when she was sleeping, she could hear the ring downstairs saying, "Take me to the Queen, take me to the Queen." Well, so now she really wanted to get some rest. And so the next market day, why, she takes that wonderful-looking ring and she puts it in a special bag and she goes to the market and she finds a special place to display it on a lovely stall that doesn't have a great deal else. And there, on a purple cushion, all ready for the Queen, there's the ring. And it just so happens to be that on that day, the Queen goes processing around the market, admiring everything that's there, greeting her subjects. And when she sees the ring, that extraordinary sparkling diamond ring, sitting on a purple cushion like it was meant for her, she says, "How much for the ring?" And the jeweller finds the words just popping out of her mouth without quite thinking about them. She says, "It's not for sale. But if you give me a house and a workshop on your palace grounds, why then I'll make jewellery for you as long as you like." "Done," said the Queen, because she liked that ring ever so much. And so she got a house and a nice workshop all of her own. And she stayed there and she worked there. And you know what happened? It was very strange. She made the most wonderful jewellery for the Queen. But every time she made something, why, she'd begin with going digging in the Queen's garden. And she'd dig up the dullest, the simplest little stones. Yes, the dullest and the simplest little stones. Sometimes she'd even dig up old peach stones or cherry pits. And all of these dull things, she'd take them back to her workshop and she'd set them in the finest golden rings. And every day, every morning, the day after, those dull, plain, simple things would be transformed into the most wonderful diamond rings. And the Queen was amazed and very pleased too, and soon she had her making crowns and tiaras and all kinds of lovely things, and all of them with the most extraordinary diamonds you ever saw. And all the other jewellers, they were very jealous, and they asked her how she managed to get hold of such fine diamonds. But she wouldn't tell them. She wouldn't tell them. She just carried on digging in the dirt of the Queen's garden, finding there the plainest and simplest things that would become the most marvellous diamonds you ever saw.